Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Caroline, Willie, D-Maze, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Caroline Fenton, Derek Mason, Willie Donick. We're hanging out here at Pete and Terry's Tavern when Pete Weber is here in the flesh. Good to see you, Pete. Predators in action tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. Puck drop at 7 o'clock. We'll have your pregame coverage here at 6 o'clock with the one and only Max Herz. Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst, usually joins us now. We'll try to get him on with us. But I wanted to ask Tim about this, which was two conflicting reports yesterday. Came out from Trey Wingo that he said, I've been hearing that a deal between the Jets and the Packers for Aaron Rodgers is done. And then we hear from Ian Rappaport just a few minutes later, like, no, nothing has happened between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Of course, they've been in negotiations. Of course, they've been in talks. But nothing has been official yet. And it's interesting because we've only heard from Ian Rappaport and Trey Wingo. I at least haven't heard anything from the Mike Garofolos, the Tom Pelisseros, the Adam Schefters of the world, other NFL insiders that would have a good pulse on the situation. So I want to know, like, what the heck is going on? It seems more likely than not that Aaron Rodgers is headed to the Jets. But until pen is to paper and until a deal is done, Aaron Rodgers essentially is a free agent.
Yeah, it seems like...
I know he's not. He's under contract.
The Jets are trying to make all the right moves to make sure that, one, they secure Aaron Rodgers. But then, two, most importantly, that when he... when and if he, you know, more than likely he will get there, he will have some familiar faces. Whether it's Nathaniel Hackett, who's already there, it seems like they are in contract talks with Alan Lazard.
And Randall Cobb.
We know how he feels about Randall Cobb. So they're trying to get as many familiar faces inside that organization.
They're peacocking Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, for Aaron Rodgers. So now they're just waiting on him. So I'm pretty sure the deal will be done pretty soon here. I wouldn't be surprised if it, you know, goes past the month of March. I really would. I think they'd get a deal done sometime within the next couple of days or the next week. By next week, I wouldn't be surprised if a deal is done.
I normally would agree with you, but I probably would have said the same thing last week.
Yeah, and we're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he loves the drama. He loves the drama. So this is probably fun for him. It's like, ooh, they think it's done? Oh, I'll show you. You know, if it was the opposite. Like, he seems to want to go the other way. I don't know. But Trey Wingo, that's an interesting – like, he's not usually a newsbreaker.
Right.
He comes out with that yesterday. I happen to be just sitting on the plane coming home while that's going down. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I see the reaction, like everybody's like, hold up. Schefter came out and said nothing's done after Rappaport. So I kept waiting for the next thing. Okay, now it's done. Most of the time, it does end up getting done once you see something. Because Wingo's got some credibility here.
Absolutely.
But and then, like, where else is he going to go? If you've gone down this road this far, is it really going to not happen at this point? But there have been big deals that the plug got pulled.
And that's what puts the Jets in a really uncomfortable situation. And that's what I want to get into coming up next. And I see your phones on Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to those coming in next as well. Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hey, Preds fans, hang out tonight before the Preds game at the Superbook Lounge and Landshark Bar and Grill, Margaritaville on Broadway with 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Place your bets with Superbook and enjoy great food and drink specials. Plus, enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. So many moves in the NFL yesterday, but of course, the biggest story of the day ends up being the biggest story that has been the biggest story all offseason long, and that was Aaron Rodgers, because Trey Wingo tweets that he said that he's hearing that the deal between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers is done. Ian Rappaport comes out later, doubles down on it on the NFL Network, and says, no, the deal is not done. Nothing has happened. So I think that is more likely than not that Aaron Rodgers will be a Jet next season. I think that is more likely than not that since the Jets are going after Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb, that they're trying to construct their own Green Bay Packers of the Northeast and, you know, be able to recreate the success that those three had in Green Bay and bring it to New York. But where I stand is, until pen is to paper, anything can be up in the air. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers here. He's not the most predictable guy out there. So until Aaron Rodgers signs his name on a contract, the deal is done. He's putting on a press conference in front of New York Jets media. I think that anything can be up in the air. I think that retirement can still be in consideration. I'm not going to say that it's completely out of the question that Aaron Rodgers does return to Green Bay. So those are two options and two avenues, albeit I don't think it's very likely, but still two options or avenues that could happen where Aaron Rodgers is not a New York Jet. Jimmy Garoppolo goes to the Raiders. Derek Carr goes to the Saints. Sam Darnold signs a one-year deal with San Francisco. You're not looking at a whole lot of backup options. So if either of those things, in Aaron Rodgers' retirement or Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay situation happens, the New York Jets are essentially screwed.
Oh, boy.
So what do the Jets do?
All right, let's
cross their fingers.
Yeah. They better. I mean, they have to convince him to not retire. I mean, it's really what it comes down to. But
I don't think he's retired.
I don't think so either.
I don't get that vibe. But let's just play the hypothetical for just a second on if this happens. Number one, you'll have an absolutely starved Jets fan base that's going to be going nuts. They're going to be talking Super Bowl. And they're crazy up there, right? The expectations are always higher than they probably should be, but you get him. They had some good vibes for their season last year. For a lot of the season, they were very competitive. They had, at one point, I think they were like 7-3 or 7-4. So imagine that, number one. Oh, yeah, they had some good wins. And they didn't finish well, but it was all coming back to the quarterback. Like, everybody kind of concluded, if we had a quarterback, we'd be good. And you're not just getting any quarterback. You're getting Aaron Rodgers. So get ready for the hype train out of the New York media. It's going to be crazy. But also think about where we sit here in Nashville and what would be going through the mind of Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel. You're sitting there going, now we got to beat Aaron Rodgers in the AFC with the Jets, who have a pretty good team building around them. Add that to the list of the murderer's row that it will take to win the AFC. Let's look at our roster. We just lost David Long. We just lost Nate Davis, two guys we drafted, developed, and felt like they were too rich for our blood. I mean, what is that telling you? When you're looking at yourself in the mirror, what is that telling you? It's pretty obvious, right? It's time to retool this thing. And what does that mean for Derrick Henry? Like, I think that's a it's a very big question.
I think another question that you could ask, too, is, because that's a very fair point, that the AFC is already murderer's row. You add an Aaron Rodgers into the mix. When Josh Allen, and I would probably rank it, if Aaron Rodgers does go to the Jets, I'd probably rank the quarterbacks Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen. When Josh Allen is the fourth best quarterback in your conference, T's and P's to every other team in that conference that doesn't have their quarterback of the future, a la the Tennessee Titans. So what does that mean for Ryan Tannehill? If Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to the Jets, and I think that he will, but let's just play the hypothetical game here. We're not too far removed from the rumors that the Jets were interested in Ryan Tannehill. If I'm the Jets, and as long as pen is not on paper, I'm going to be sweating a little bit, and I'm going to have to cover all of my bases, I'm still keeping Ryan Tannehill in my back pocket. I don't know if that's a move the Titans would make, because you always have to go back to the question of then who's going to be the Titans quarterback. Uh-huh. But I'm not counting that out as a possibility that the Jets are at least keeping Tannehill in the back of their mind in case something falls through with Aaron Rodgers.
Break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the only way you get to, you know, that point where Ryan Tannehill, you feel, is an option. Is the last option, let's put it that way. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is retiring. I don't. I don't know why people are even thinking that he will, because that's a lot of money that he leaves on the table. And if I'm not mistaken, he would have to pay some of that money back because he still has 2 years remaining on the contract. So I don't know any individual, beside Andrew Luck, but we know why Andrew Luck retired. He just got tired of getting beat up. Mm-hmm. And he was physically, he didn't want to do it anymore. Aaron Rodgers is not at that point. If he does choose to retire, it's not because he's beat up. It's because he's mentally just
done
with football. I don't think he's at that point now.
I don't think so either.
So he's not retiring. His only option in his mind, I believe, is to go back to Green Bay or go to the Jets. I think eventually they'll get a deal worked out, and he will be in New York. New York is going to give the Green Bay Packers exactly what they want. And I'm pretty sure, you know, they've already given them the parameters of the deal. This is what we are willing to give up. And I'm pretty sure that Green Bay said, okay, now they're just waiting on Aaron Rodgers, you know, to make this thing complete. So I think eventually it will get done. I don't think they will have to use the break glass in case option. Because even with that, if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, the Titans are not moving on from Ryan Tannehill if they can't get their quarterback in this year's draft. I can't see the Titans going away from Ryan Tannehill, not drafting a quarterback that can be the quarterback of the future, and just getting some old quarterback off the free agent heap.
Okay,
so to me, that should tell everybody in the building, like, if I'm Jeffrey Simmons, I'm like, why am I re-signing back?
See, that's the dangerous thing.
Derrick Henry,
sure
I'm like, trade
thing.
Me. You know, because yeah. you are telling me you don't want to win. You gave away, you've traded away Ryan Tannehill. You didn't draft a quarterback in the draft, and you just get one of these guys from the scrap heap to be our quarterback for the remainder of the year?
So it's interesting you mention that, because I mean, let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's mm-hmm. see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. But I do wonder, like, the Jets markets, they've got a taste of this now.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, it's done. Trey Wingo says it's done. We're going to have Aaron Rodgers. They're going to go crazy.
Crazy.
If they go from that to, well, we're going to come back with Wilson again. It's like, that's just not going to happen, right? They're going to find a way. So if Rand Carthen is sitting there, and he gets the phone call, if some of these dominoes fall, right, and the Jets are desperate, like, we got to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
We'll trade you a first-round pick. You know, and they blow you away with an offer, kind of like the Predators with Tanner Jeannot with Matias Ekholm. Oh, mm-hmm. okay. We got to take it.
We didn't plan on trading them, but
but we have to think about this. But what happened after that? They had to go through the process. Mm-hmm. Barry Trotz, David Poyle, John Hines. They had to get the veterans who remain mm-hmm. here. Ryan McDonough. He's never missed the playoffs in his entire career. He didn't come here to do a rebuild, just like Jeffrey Simmons.
Exactly.
Right? Roman Josi didn't sign. He didn't sign on to be the captain to do this. Philip Forsberg is in year one of an 8-year deal. You got to have the buy-in from those guys, right? And to their credit, they have done a great job of continuing to be pros with that. And they have to sell that this is our best way back to big success. That's what Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel would have to do with Jeffrey Simmons, and they'd have to do it well.
Exactly.
To say, look, we're taking a step back here, but this is the quickest way to get where we want to go ultimately. We got a new stadium. Look at the AFC. We've got to build this roster back up. It's not an easy thing to do, though, right?
No, it's not. If you choose to go that route, which I don't think the Titans will, even if Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to the Jets, it would have to be something that you would never be able to get in that particular situation, the aging quarterback coming off an injury, and then someone offering you picks or, you know.
Like a first-round pick?
First-round picks or individuals from their team to bring up. Unless it's just like, wow, like you can't refuse it, I don't see the Titans doing that.
I don't think the Titans would move off of Ryan Tannehill for nothing or for very little because he's still, for right now, he is their starting quarterback right now.
You're in a great position of leverage.
Great position. But Willie used the word, and I think that's the key word there. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't go to New York, they're going to be desperate. They don't have their backup option in Derek Carr. They don't have a backup option in Jimmy Garoppolo. They don't even have a backup option in Sam Darnold.
You know what I think they do then? Because there has it's a domino effect. If Aaron Rodgers, if they can't work out a deal with the Jets, and I'm sure they know the parameters of what they're willing to give up, and I'm sure Green Bay does as well. If they can't move on from Rodgers, the next guy is Jordan Love. Jordan Love, to me, then, he would petition to get out of there to go to the Jets instead of Aaron Rodgers. Because that would be a – if I'm the Jets, I'm taking him. He's a former – he's a first-round pick. He seems to be a good player from what we've seen. If I can't get Aaron Rodgers, then I'm taking the next best thing, which is Jordan Love.
Is he?
He – name me another quarterback out there that you potentially get that has the potential that Jordan Love has.
I just don't know what potential Jordan Love has. I haven't seen a lot from Jordan Love.
Well, Green Bay think he has a lot because they want to get rid of Aaron Rodgers bad.
But I don't think that's – is that more about Jordan Love or is it more about Aaron
Rodgers?
It's more
about Jordan Love.
You
because
think?
if they didn't believe Jordan Love could be their quarterback of the future, they would hang on to Aaron Rodgers. Regardless of how much the trouble he's caused in regards to him being sort of laissez-faire and, I'm just – even with all of that, if they didn't believe in Jordan Love, they would keep Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let's continue this on the other side because I think it's a fair point. The New York Jets' alternatives, if not Aaron Rodgers, then who? I think Ryan Tannehill could be on the table. We'll get your thoughts on it as well. Caroline Relay, D-Mace, 1025, 106.3 The Game.
The most important thing you could possibly know about Aaron Rodgers today is that nothing happened. Nothing happened. He didn't go to the Jets, at least not yet. The Packers and the Jets have not hammered out a deal, at least not yet. Rodgers has not informed either team of where he wants to go, at least not yet. So that is why we are all waiting. And Aaron Rodgers has said he was not intending to hold up any team, didn't want anyone to be waiting on him. And I would say we're past the point of that kind of being a thing. So Aaron Rodgers still is a possibility for the Jets. I know it is someone who they want, their number one option. And the Packers are open to dealing him, would be more than willing to do the right deal to send their franchise quarterback over to the New York Jets and not pay his $60 million of salary and move on with Jordan Love. All of those things, they just haven't happened yet. So until they do, I'm just going to keep saying things like this.
There you go. That was Ian Rappaport on NFL Network yesterday. The initial report from Trey Wingo coming out yesterday, he said that the Jets and Aaron Rodgers have landed on a deal. Ian Rappaport comes out and says, no, they have not. And A.J. Hawk, Aaron Rodgers' bestie, is on the Pat McAfee show right now. So we will get that audio to you as soon as you possibly can. And just another funny thing in the Green Bay to New York Jets, you know, complete overhaul. The Packers veteran free agent tight end Mercedes Lewis, who spent the past five seasons in Green Bay, has drawn interest from, amongst others,
the Jets.
New York Jets. Classic. Doing whatever they possibly can. But D-Mace, you said, if the Jets can't get Aaron Rodgers, which I will say right now, I think it is more likely than not that Aaron Rodgers does end up in New York. But pen is not on paper. Mm-hmm. And we all know, as far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned, everything is up in the air. Anything can be a mystery. If the Jets don't land Aaron Rodgers, they're sunk at the quarterback position. You said if you were the Jets, you would try to trade for Jordan Love.
Yeah, because to me, I do believe that Aaron Rodgers will be a New York Jet come the start of the season. But let's just say it doesn't happen. Well, what other quarterbacks can potentially be out there? I know Baker Mayfield is a possibility, but it seems like the LA Rams probably want to sign him back. You look, Jameis Winston re-signed with the New Orleans Saints for a year, so he's off the market. I believe Tyler Heinicke, he may have signed.
Still with the Falcons.
Yeah, he signed with the Falcons, so he's off the market.
Which, when you're getting, no disrespect to Taylor Heinicke, when you're getting down to the Taylor Heinickes of your options,
you're in Trubisky land. I say all of that to say this, that if it doesn't happen with Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers decides to go back to the Green Bay Packers, which he can, now Green Bay is in a dilemma. Do we keep Jordan Love on the bench another year? Because you're not going to bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Jordan Love. You're just not going to do it. So do we keep Jordan Love on the bench for another year and then have to pick up that option?
Without him ever getting a chance to play.
Exactly. Yeah. Do we do that, or can we just say, forget it, keep Aaron Rodgers for the next two or three seasons and trade off Jordan Love? Because essentially we still can get good picks for Jordan Love. And if I'm the Jets, I'm like, okay, what do we need to do to facilitate this trade and make it happen? Because he's a first-round pick. He has the potential. He has the talent. He just hadn't gotten a lot of opportunity. And from what we've seen in opportunities that he has gotten, he's looked pretty good. So, okay, let's make that trade for him. Now, I'm not giving you what I would have given you for Aaron Rodgers. I'm not giving that to you.
No, no.
But I will give you something for Jordan Love, respectable, to bring him in as our franchise quarterback. And you just hope with any first rounder, you just hope that everything is in place for this kid to succeed.
But is hope a strategy?
Is what? Hope a strategy?
No, hope's not really a strategy. It's not.
Well,
never.
Okay. Now, let's look at this. This is all happening so fast. We're all waiting for that next tweet. Now, here's one from Diana Russini. Now, I'll say this. She brings some interesting stuff. She has come up with some stuff.
She's got some tea.
Aaron Rodgers has provided the Jets with a wish list. This came down 3 minutes ago. With a wish list of free agents he would like them to target and acquire, per sources.
Let me guess.
Okay. There are four names. Alan Lazard is one.
Randall Cobb.
That's two.
Mercedes Lewis.
Three for three. And this is the kicker. I don't think you'll get the fourth one.
If you do,
I'll be impressed. Nope.
Is an offensive player?
Offensive player.
Offensive line?
Nope. Skill player.
Aaron Jones?
Nope.
Running back?
Nope. No, wait. It is not. It is not.
He used to play in that city.
Not Devontae Adams.
Nope.
Okay,
he used to play in the Big Apple.
Oh, he used to play.
Odell?
Odell Beckham Jr.
No way!
Now, think about that. You're Aaron Rodgers. You say, okay, maybe I'll play for you, but you got to go get these all of that? Four guys?
How you got to go sign all of them four guys?
Give me Elijah Moore.
No wonder the deal's not done.
Give me Elijah Moore.
Like, the Jets are sitting there going, what do we need to do, Aaron? We'll do anything you do. We got coaches that you like. We got players that you like. You got to sign these four guys? So, like, why don't just make him the GM while you're at it? This is crazy. Like, I wonder if Trey Wingo's report, this is just all me trying to logically piece this together. Maybe they've agreed on what the Jets would give back to the Packers, and the Packers are like, okay, we'll do that. Now we got to get Aaron on board. Does he want to do this? Will he work with us with the contract? You know, there's that huge contract.
Don't think the Jets are going to do anything unless that contract is sort of worked out in their favor.
Right. So how far, if you're the Jets, how far are you willing to go for this?
Man, you
Aaron Rodgers runs the show here.
You're in it.
Randall Cobb, he's 100 years old, isn't he?
Yes.
but his guy.
That is his guy.
That's his guy.
They backed themselves into that corner. Yes. And now they have no option but to bend the knee and say, okay, Aaron, we'll go get those three wide receivers that we'll probably have for maybe a maximum of a year or two when they have the reigning offensive rookie of the year and Garrett Wilson in that wide receiver core, when they have Elijah Moore that they just drafted in the second round, and Corey Davis that they just traded for.
My thing is – it's a wish list. The only guy that – well, two guys, because Randall Cobb's a free agent, he will come at a low price. But if I'm the Jets, I'm saying, listen, I know you want all three of these guys, but I'm not getting a guy that's coming off a second ACL. That's done. I'm not getting him. I will get Alan Lazard, and I will get
But like Caroline said, they
Randall Cobb and Lazard. You team up Lazard with Garrett Wilson. You have your 1-2 punch, and then Randall Cobb's your 4. You keep Corey Davis. He could be your 3, but they might end up cutting Corey Davis.
They've got like 14 wide receivers.
Exactly. You might end up cutting Corey Davis or Elijah Moore, or trading one of the two. I think Moore.
They're gonna have to.
They will probably end up trading. Corey Davis. Yes. They will probably end up trading Corey Davis, but they're not going to be able to get all three of those guys. They're just not.
No.
The Jets,
no
meaning
way.
The Jets.
All three of those guys, Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard, and OBJ.
And OBJ, yes.
But they might have to. They might. No. What is their other option? Not getting Aaron Rodgers?
I think the one guy he really wants is Randall Cobb. I know. That's one guy that he really wants. That's his guy. It's sort of like Tom Brady and Gronk. You gotta get Gronk. I'm not saying Randall Cobb's on the level of Gronk, but the familiarity, the comfortability.
You want to have your guys
with him.
It's like when Bill Parcells went to the Patriots. He brought in all the ex Giants, Pepper Johnson, and he had his guys from the Giants that he brought in there. So this is a funny one from Chad Finn, Boston Globe, he's a Boston guy. He kind of loves to take the jabs at the New York market. The Jets are going to end up so flustered by all this, they're going to end up signing Brett Favre.
It does feel like deja vu all over again. This is modern-day Brett Favre. But, I mean, the Jets are going to go all in, and I'm with you. They'll probably get, for sure, Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard. Uh-huh. So the Jets are going to have to trade away probably Corey Davis, mm-hmm. maybe Elijah Moore, and they're going to have to pay Aaron Rodgers all of that money and also sign Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb to those contracts for what? A year?
They're gonna mortgage the farm.
Maybe 2 years.
2 years. Yep. Yeah.
Maybe 2 years. If they don't win a Super Bowl, somebody's getting fired.
They did it. They've done it.
They did it with Favre.
They did it with Favre.
They did it with Favre, and they didn't win the Super Bowl.
The reaction to this tweet by Diana is awesome. Here's the next one. Doing his best LeBron. That's the next one, right?
Seriously. Okay.
You want me to come up? All right. I need this.
Let me just collect all of my friends and bring them with me.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, Aaron. I want to be your best friend.
Yeah.
I go to the Jets.
I'll go to the
again.
Jets.
Again.
T-Mace already has all the gear.
Exactly. I go to the Jets.
He's got
again.
A jersey. Yeah. He already has a headshot. Oh, my gosh. Your reaction to this, because I know that there's a ton of reaction to this. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Aaron Rodgers with a wish list to a team that's going to pay him $100 million. The audacity. We're to your phones next. And hey, the teams have been selected for the college basketball tournament, so that means it's time for you to sign up and play the official game bracket challenge brought to you by Twin Peaks, home of 29 degree drafts and wall-to-wall sports. Go to thegamenashville.com/bracket challenge or the Game Nashville app now and pick your teams for a chance to win tickets to see Luke Combs at Nissan Stadium on Saturday, April 15th. Good luck with that. Caroline Willie DeMace, 125-106.3 The Game.
I think what we're all expecting out of you is just, how do you feel about it?
Yeah.
You know, how do you feel about how it's all going?
Tell us.
You know,
yeah,
how do you feel about how it's all going? How it's being covered, you know, how you feel? Are we near, you know, like just how are you feeling, AJ?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's whatever's going on, it's gone on longer than it probably should, right? Don't you think?
Okay.
Oh!
All right. So there's a little bit of
I'm not saying whose fault that could
That's
be. I have
news.
No idea whose fault that might be, but I'm just saying, didn't we think something would happen by now?
Boom.
All right, there you go. That was A.J. Hawk on the Pat McAfee Show. A.J. Hawk is, you know, notoriously the Aaron Rodgers bestie, Aaron Rodgers mouthpiece whenever Aaron Rodgers isn't facing the media. And, yeah, I mean, he's right. This has gone on significantly longer than it needed to be. He's not saying whose fault that is. It's just it has gone on much longer than it needed to be. And I think all parties, the Packers, the Jets, and probably Aaron Rodgers himself are a little frustrated about how this process has gone on. The people have some thoughts, so unless we have a thought, to the phones.
Let's do it.
Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. One texter texts in and says, I don't understand why people are going crazy over Aaron Rodgers. He's a broken down old man who sings the world river, who thinks the world revolves around him or any team is better off without him. I mean, it's because he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
I don't think he's a broken down old man.
I don't think he's broken down.
He's not that broken down.
No. Last year wasn't great.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. But he did sort of pull them back into contention with not a lot of known weapons.
Exactly.
And, you know, just seeing what Brady did for the last 3-4 years in his 40s kind of gives you a little bit of, you know, it's got to give you confidence that if he's your quarterback, he could still be productive for another, at least another year or two, you would think.
I would say
so. He does take care of himself pretty well if you protect him.
No, I mean
he's got some things he brings to the table. There's no questioning that.
I wouldn't call him washed, or I wouldn't say that his I'm not going to go that far, but I wouldn't say he's washed.
But it's the whole other thing. It's the drama that you worry
about. It's the drama.
Listen, he's still
and in New York.
Good
are
luck.
Are you kidding me?
He still has the arm strength. He still has the ability to move around the pocket. He still has the quarterback intelligence or IQ. He's still a top 10 quarterback in this league. He might be even a top 5 quarterback, depending on if you're taking this season alone, this past season alone, then yeah, he may have dipped. But if you take over the last 3 seasons, he's won back-to-back MVPs. This guy is still playing at a high level. Now, he probably got to a point in Green Bay where he was just like, I don't really feel like being here anymore. I don't have the weapons I used to have. These guys are dropping balls left and right. I can't be the quarterback I need to be and want to be with this group. I need to move on. Hell, I would take Aaron Rodgers if I'm a GM. You know, if I'm trying to win a Super Bowl and I have everything in place and I just need that quarterback, you're damn right I'm going to get Aaron Rodgers because I believe in my heart. At least for a year or two, he's going to get me a Super Bowl. After that, nobody's going to care what Aaron Rodgers does. If he brings a Super Bowl to New York, nobody's going to care what it took to get him and how much of a diva he is. What they're going to say is, the last time we won a Super Bowl was with Broadway Joe. And now we won another one with Aaron Rodgers.
With another number 12.
Yeah, Crybaby Rodgers. That's what you want to call him.
Crybaby Rodgers and
Crybaby
Broadway
Rodgers.
Weston Hermitage, Texan, says or was in Clarksville, rather, Texan, says Aaron Favre, it's basically what he is at this point.
I like that.
Is getting ridiculous. I wish he would just retire already and go find a groundhog to live with underground in the darkness somewhere. I think a lot of people might feel that way at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, this has just been dragged out for so long. Like, just go away. Like, either make up your mind or just go away.
It needs to be over. It needs to be resolved. Also, because the free agency is starting. Like, if you're planning out and you do want to go get all these guys, or at least, you know, piece your roster together in some form, you got to know now, right? You can't just be waiting and waiting and waiting.
No, you're right.
It's in Aaron Rodgers' interest to get this finalized as quickly as possible.
Although D-Mace had a spicy take yesterday about that. D-Mace says he doesn't blame Aaron Rodgers for waiting this long.
I mean, I understand that we all are frustrated or sort of like, man, just get it over with. Yeah. Goodness gracious. And that's how we're going to be, you know, because we want to see it now. We want to start talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets now. We don't want to have to wait another month down the line.
But what if you're missing out on players that you could get otherwise?
No. I'm not talking about the two teams that are in this situation, Green Bay and the Jets. I'm talking about us as – you know, radio host, television host.
Oh, yeah, he's not worried about what we
do. That's what Carolina and I were talking about yesterday. It's like, listen, I don't blame him. Like, listen, one thing we do know for sure about Aaron Rodgers, if we've been paying attention, which we have been, even if we didn't want to, is he's going to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it on his time.
100%.
He's not going to be rushed. We saw the last time a quarterback was rushed into making a decision he didn't want to make. And what happened? He unretired a month later. And then subsequently, you know, there is a possibility that his family was affected because he chose to go back to football, meaning Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady retired because he was feeling pressure from everybody else to make a decision. And Tom made it, when in actuality, he really didn't want to retire. And he showed you that. Aaron Rodgers, from what we know of Aaron Rodgers, he's on Aaron Rodgers' time.
Oh, that's clear.
You know?
That is absolutely clear.
He is on
clear.
Aaron Rodgers' time. So what that means, he ain't on our time. So we may say, hey, Aaron Rodgers, you need to be 5 minutes late early. Aaron's like, no, I'm going to be 5 minutes late because I'm on Aaron Rodgers' time.
Comes with a price.
Exactly.
But to your point that you made yesterday, D-Maze, he's getting paid no matter
what. Exactly, he's getting paid
but
no matter what.
But everyone around him is going to get burned because of it.
Well, that's my point. Is like who cares? Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't care what any of the media think or the fans think. But if you're wanting to win, mm-hmm. and you want to, you're hurting your own situation by doing it this way. And you know, I get it. You've got to make sure everything's right. Mm-hmm. You use the leverage that you have. But every day that goes by, you're seeing as we speak right now. I mean, Michael Thomas just got to, every 5 minutes. There's somebody signing with somebody. Right,
Aaron Rodgers don't care about that.
But why?
He
should care about it.
Why should he?
Well, he's got his wish list.
Does he not want to win?
As long as he's got his wish list, he's got his guys.
If he doesn't care, then retire.
Okay. So, Aaron, listen, if the Jets are going to sign Alan Lazard, they're going to sign him, period.
They're not going to sign him unless Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback.
If they don't sign him, they're still good with their receiving core. They got a good receiving core. Not a great one, but they got a good one. They got the offensive player of the year, rookie offensive player of the year in Wilson. So they got some receivers. So if they don't sign Alan Lazard, then okay, fine. They don't sign Randall Cobb. Okay, fine. They're still a good team. They got to get their quarterback. So Aaron's like, listen, man, I'm going to make the decision whenever I feel it's beneficial for me. Whenever I come to a resolution that this is what I want to do, then I'm going to do it. And nobody's going to rush him. Haven't we figured that out already?
Because everyone else is on Aaron Rodgers' time. Let's get a Green Bay perspective on it. Kyle is on the line. He's a Packers fan. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. I got a little different take on Aaron. Look, I've watched every Packer game for my entire life, practically. And that last year that he won an MVP, I was swearing up and down he didn't deserve that MVP. He was – his receivers, they're the ones that should have got the MVP because his passes were bad. I mean, they were making him look good. He wasn't making them look good. And then last year, you know, obviously he had a bad year. I think he's going to ruin this Jets team, and I can't wait for the Packers to move on without the guy.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Kyle.
And I'm not sure there are – that's probably the sentiment of, you know, some Green Bay Packer fans.
Yeah.
Not that they hate Aaron Rodgers, but they just don't like the saga that's going on.
Yep,
everything. They just wanted to move on. Kind of like with Brett Favre. They didn't hate Brett Favre, but they're like, man, listen, just go
just
and let us move
go.
On.
It is eerily similar.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. It is history all over again. To the point about Packers fans just wanting to move on. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, like if I'm them, just cut ties. We're tired of this. But I don't know, and I'm not a Packer fan. I didn't watch every single Green Bay Packers game in the 2 years that he won MVP back-to-back, so I can't speak to it, but Aaron Rodgers is still out.
He's probably the most talented quarterback we've ever witnessed. Like, just strictly talent, the things he could do. Now, obviously, there's Patrick Mahomes. He's eventually going to give him a run for his money in regards to that particular I don't know what you call it. But when you look at Aaron Rodgers from a talent standpoint, I am completely – that's why I say Aaron Rodgers, to me, he has underachieved a lot because – you're talking about a quarterback that has from a talent standpoint, he's the most talented quarterback that we've seen in a very long time. Intelligent, arm strength, ability to get outside the pocket, improvise everything. We have not seen anything like him until Patrick Mahomes, and he's only won one Super Bowl. He's underachieved, but if you talk about talent, he's probably the most talented quarterback that has ever played in the National Football League.
Hard to dispute. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll continue to back into your phones and the quarterback carousel and the absolute frenzy of free agency in the first couple of days in the legal tampering period. But the Titans made some moves yesterday on the offensive line. One player in, one player out. What's the Titans' plan on the offensive line, and how did their moves yesterday affect how they could draft come April? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Billy DeMace, 1025-106 for the game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.